As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the Link. It is draft day. Elliot Shore Park's with us through the end of the show. And joining us now, the official draft expert of the WIP Afternoon Show. I bet he didn't know he had that title as well. Mike Mayock joins us. Mike, thank you again for joining us.
My pleasure, guys.
So, Mike, what is do you have a, I don't know, a tradition? Like, what? How are you handling tonight? Like, what's on the rundown for Mike Mayock tonight as the draft goes?
Well, let's be honest here. I mean, for about 25 years, I had a defined position, whether yeah. it was the NFL Network or the Raiders. And then the last couple years, it's been let's grab a cold beer and
there you go. Just have a little fun.
Yeah, exactly. I have a rooting interest in certain teams and, mm-hmm. and more, to be honest, in certain people. And I also love the guys at NFL Network that I work for, Daniel Jeremiah and Eisen and Charles Davis. So I root for them as well.
I guess just a question, you mentioned as a GM, what is the draft leading up to the draft? What is that day like as a GM? Is it quiet because you've done all the work, or does the chaos start in the morning as like you start thinking about who might be going where and what moves you might make?
It's interesting because it's a combination of both. And there, you would think it'd be fairly quiet. The work's done. The boards are up. You've talked to all 31 other teams about potential moves. And really, you're in the draft room. You're making sure that everybody's responsibilities for the evening are set up. All the phone lines are good. You've got all your guys checking on all that. You're touching base around the league with some of the GMs that you've talked with earlier just about potential moves. Hey, we talked about coming up. You're still good with that? Or you're still good with going down. I'm good with coming up. Let's talk, so you're kind of confirming those kind of things. You're trying to see what else is banging around the league. I remember one year there were rumors that Aaron Rodgers was going to be traded from Green Bay. It was like 2009, maybe 2019 or 20, I forget. And I knew he wasn't because I had been in touch with the GM from Green Bay, but like, our whole building was just like, oh, what are you doing? Have you talked to him? I'm like, guys, just calm down. I'll call him again. But, he's not going anywhere this year. And, of course, he wasn't. And I had a good laugh with Brian Gutekunst in Green Bay. But there's an awful lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that people really don't know much about.
Yeah, I find it fascinating listening to it from your perspective, Mike, is it's from a player. Obviously, I can speak from that perspective. You almost like your future is in the hands of 32 other teams. You don't know where you're going to be drafted. Your life is about to change, and you're excited about it, despite where you may go as far as around. But from a front office perspective, do you guys have the do you get the butterflies in your stomach? Right? It's like I'm wondering, is there like you go into a draft and there's a player or a group of players that you want so bad, and you're in a position in the draft that you're not certain that they're going to be there available to you. And I'm just wondering, do you get the same type of nervous energy and butterflies going into the draft?
Very much so, Ike. And You know, I'm a coach's son. I always thought I was going to go into coaching. And when I went the personnel way, it kind of changed 180 degrees to the point where Super Bowl weekend was not in February. Super Bowl weekend is at the end of April.
Yeah.
And for all the GMs and the scouts and the work that they put in, and I always felt like it was important to fly all your scouts in and let them be in the room when it was happening. Some teams don't do that. But I thought it was important, since it's their Super Bowl, to let them sit in there and just lap up the energy and excitement. And also gave me a chance to just reach over to the area scout and confirm something if I needed to.
Mike Mayock with us. Mike, one more general question. I'm sorry. I feel like we could have you in for 4 hours one day and just ask you questions about this stuff, about the process of it. I think we all find it really fascinating. We hear a lot about players going up boards and down boards, and I imagine a lot of that is sort of people finding out where players are actually ranked as opposed to where the media finds it. But are there ever actually instances that you've seen of a player like actually gaining steam or actually losing steam from anything other than an injury or an off-the-field thing? Like, can a player fly up boards and go down boards from, you know, from the beginning of this process to the actual draft?
For the most part, if you trust the process and trust your board and trust your scouts and ultimately your coaches also. But at the end of the day, if you stack an intelligent board, I think the teams that draft well, the Baltimore Ravens, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Kansas City Chiefs, Pittsburgh, the teams that have stability at the top and trust their process, there's very little movement. What you mentioned is correct, though. Off the field is constant qualification, and the medical is always amazing to me, because I'll give you an example. All 32 teams get the same medical information, but it's interpreted differently. And remember that the starting guard in Kansas City, Trey Smith, they got him in the sixth round. He was like a first-round guy, first or second, and he had a heart problem, okay? And everybody qualified that heart problem all the way up to about the end. And some teams were okay with it. Other teams weren't. The reason he dropped from a one or a two down to six was because all 32 teams were concerned. I had John Gruden poking me in the side from about the fourth round on, like, what about Trey Smith? What? And I couldn't do anything because our doctors said no. Hmm. So the medical and the off-the-field things get qualified right up to the last instance. We had a third-day pick who ended up being a really good player that we moved up our board a little bit late in the process, because I got a report from a pro day where a cross-checking scout called me and said, Mike, I think we're a little low on this kid. Will you get your eye on him today? And I watched his tape, and I was like, wow, I think we are a little low. And I ran it down to the defensive back coach and said, I need this in 2 hours. And we got the kid on a Zoom call, and next thing you know, he had moved up. You know, we took him in the fifth round, but he had been a later pick for us, and he just made a whole bunch of money in this last offseason process. So at the end of the day, that's the way the process should work. It should be tape-based, and you follow your process.
All right, Mike. The Eagles sit at 32. An interesting, you know, interesting position for them. Are there a few players that you have, given who the Eagles have drafted the last few years, their needs, and what you've seen on tape, and knowing what you know about the team? Are there a few players that maybe you've dialed in on that you think are most likely for the Eagles to be good picks tonight?
So if they stick and pick at 32. I think philosophically where I'm guessing they are is it's going to be the best defensive player on their board unless there's an offensive unicorn sitting there staring them in the face. In other words, an offensive player they had rated in the top half of the draft somehow is sitting there in the 20s, and they either move up to get him or they wait at 32 and for some reason he's still there. But I think it's the best defensive player on the board. I think the logical names for me are at defensive tackle. There are three of them, Derek Harmon, Walter Nolan, and Kenneth Grant. And I think Walter Nolan paired with Jalen Carter would wreak havoc in the NFL. And he's had some off-the-field issues, So he could slide somewhere. I think on the edge, I'd love to see him get Mykel Williams or Shamar Stewart. Again, that would require one of them sliding a significant way, but their lack of production might cause them to slide. I think Dominic Ezeraku, the edge from BC, is intriguing at 32. I love Malachi Starks, the safety from Georgia, because I think he can play nickel, and that would give Vic Fangio some more flexibility on that back end between Starks and what Cooper DeJean can play in a couple positions. And Maxwell Hairston, the other corner from Kentucky. I think, to me, they're kind of the names I've locked in on, and to be honest with you, all of them could be gone. But I think that would be the high-level group, a type of high-level group that Howie would be looking at.
Yeah.
Hey, given their assets, like let's say they're not trading players, they're just trading picks. How high do you think they could trade up to, given what they're at 32? You know, is trading to 20, is that realistic, or is it trading up 5 or 6 spots that you think is realistic for them?
I think the two realistic landing zones for them are Minnesota at 24, who only have 4 picks and want to move down, or Washington at 29, only have 5 picks and want to move down. Adam Peters, the GM of Washington, has already said, hey, I have no problem trading with an in-division rival. So I think they're the two logicals without starting to give up significant pieces from next year, even though they could, right, because they're going to have so many picks next year. But to use one of the names I gave you a minute ago, if Mykel Williams, who some people have mocked to New Orleans at 9, but if Mykel Williams from Georgia started to slide into the late teens, I think Howie'd be on the phone talking to Minnesota about getting up there. And maybe even a little bit further. But if Maxwell Hairston was the last corner in the clump of corners they had in their minds that were first round worthy, would he move up to either 24 or 29 to go get him? To me, another logical possibility. And it wouldn't cost you all that much draft capital to get from 32 to 29 or to 24.
Mike Mayock with us. Mike, how do you, from a quarterback perspective, you know, the Eagles are pretty set there, but for the rest of the draft, how did you look at the top prospects, and are there any of the non-top guys that you saw that impressed you?
I'll tell you what's interesting, guys, and two of these guys have Philadelphia roots. The top three guys, you know, everybody's talked about ad nauseum, Cam Warden, Shedeur Sanders, and Jackson Dart from Ole Miss. The next group of like 4 guys, I've heard more intrigue from NFL teams than maybe I ever had on second day guys. And that would be Jalen Milroe from Alabama, Tyler Shuck, Louisville, McCord, kid from St. Joe's Prep at Syracuse, and Will Howard, kid from Downingtown. At Ohio State. I think teams are grinding the hell out of those 4 kids, and I think you're going to see all 4 of them go on the second day, maybe 3 of them in the second round, especially considering that the Giants and Cleveland and potentially New Orleans, all with quarterback needs, probably aren't going that way in round 1.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Last question. So we do a thing on the show where I don't watch college football. And where I just sort of, what do you do when you study right at the end there? I cram. I watch a lot of YouTube, and I decide who my best players at every position are. And my favorite edge guy in the whole draft, and everybody laughed at me, is Braden Swinson from LSU. What do you think of him? You can laugh at me.
I don't laugh at people.
All right.
You know, I really don't. I've had thousands of people want to know what I think about guys they like. And I think that's okay. Cool. Just signifies interest. I think he's a solid player that is probably going to go in the 3rd round, which means he's a really good football, top 100 player. I just don't think he's got the same kind of burst that you're going to see out of the probably 10 or 12 guys who go ahead of him.
I'll take it. He didn't laugh at me like Jack and Ike did. So yeah. I'll take it.
Yep.
All right, Mike. Well, we appreciate all the calls leading
it's
up.
It's been awesome, brother.
Yeah, yep. It's been great. And I'm sure it'll be Eagles season before we know it. We'll be talking to you again.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, and thanks very much for having me.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Mike.
I seriously could talk to Mayock for four hours.
Yeah, that's
about
why
I
just sit there and
GM.
Listen, man. Just listen.
Just the insight of all that. So he seems pretty honest about all of it, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Well, I think you hear all that, right?
Yeah.
And then we bring in Elliot.
Yeah.
And it's just a total change.
You have no respect for Elliot.
I have a lot of respect for Elliot.
Well, you didn't vote for me for Insider of the Year.
That's true.
You don't know what his votes are.
Yeah, they weren't revealed.
It didn't feel like it.
Well, like making him sweat.
I was going to make a joke when I came on, like, now the real draft expert's here. But listening to Mike, he obviously knows way more than I do.
He did that. Like McCord, who we both like.
So you know what else I'll say, and I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing. I love Braden Swinson too.
Oh,
there it is. You guys are aligned on everything. That should make you feel worse.
There it is.
Well, these two.
The advanced pass rush numbers are on Spike's side with this. He had 43 hurries last year, which is outstanding in the SEC.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You see, for an edge rusher, so.
Well, Spike, do you like
him? Do you like him in the first round?
No, I don't like him in the first round.
Well, you made me take him in the first round.
Yeah,
I know. But Ike really did bully you into saying
you'd take
him in the third.
64, I would consider it. It's probably a reach, but you got to trust your board.
Also terrifying is that I saw Giglio's newsletter today, and his sneaky quarterback pick was Gabriel.
Another 5'10 guy.
So I'm aligned with Elliot and Giglio.
Who are your other edge rusher guys?
I did defensive lines. Mikel Williams and Tyliq Williams.
Yeah.
Okay, so you did tackles and edges.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. We did it all. Yeah. So your 7-round mock came out. Now, the Eagles don't have a 6th and 7th pick.
Correct, which is why I don't have them there.
So it's a 5-round mock.
It's still called a 7-round mock draft.
Yeah. And you got 3 picks in the 5th round.
Yeah, I'm missing one there. There should be 4. I think they have 4.
Oh, do they have 4 5th-round picks?
Yeah. Oh. They have a lot of 5ths. Yeah.
Is there any, like, buzz? You know, Kempski was saying that the Eagles, what, covet Walter Nolan.
Yeah, so what's interesting is I think, like, 8 of the beat writers all predicted they were going to take Walter Nolan.
Oh, here we go.
So every year, you know, Kempsky does an article where he writes, like, who's everyone's going to pick? And I can't remember a year where even a beat writer, like, 3 guys had the same person.
Well, that means it's not going to be Walter
Correct.
Nolan.
Yeah, that's what it means. Yeah. But
they've all been...
They definitely want Walter Nolan.
Torched again.
It's the PR theme.
You think he goes earlier? Yeah. You think he goes earlier?
You know, it's hard to tell. The one thing that I think was interesting is Daniel Jeremiah had him falling out of the first round. And remember there was that clip that came out of Daniel Jeremiah talking about Mason Taylor, the tight end out of LSU.
Yes.
And the speculation was kind of that the GM he was referencing there was Howie. And so if you want to put some tea leaves together, which, Spike, I know you love to do.
I'm a tea leaf guy.
Same. If we want to believe that he was talking to Howie there and then he falls out of the first round, it's kind of interesting. Now, that would go against, like, that they want him. Obviously, but
yeah, because I'm saying would they just pass?
But that means right. Daniel Jeremiah thinks Eagles would pass on Walter Nolan.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Well, he has him out of the first round, and Eagles pick 32.
And the Eagles pick 32. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Daniel Jeremiah obviously like has had ties to that organization.
So. Yeah, but DJ's been. When's the last time DJ hit on a pick?
Well, it's hard to
for
hit
the
on,
Eagles.
It
I
is
mean.
Hard to hit on a pick, but I think the interesting
I just
thing
mean
is
for the Eagles.
No, I know, but I think the fact that he had them passing on Walter Nolan, like,
yeah,
that's the interesting part to me.
I mean, no disrespect to DJ, but he also had his take at Kenneth Murray.
I remember that.
Yeah the linebacker.
A linebacker yes. in the first round, yeah.
Well, I think his final one actually had them taking Jahad Campbell, which I don't think they would do, unless they thought he could be an edge rusher.
We haven't brought up Jerry Robinson in 1979 in a while. That's the last linebacker that was taken
in the
first
round. Oh, I was going to say, yeah.
Well, and I thought you guys would know that.
We're breaking a lot of norms now.
Linebacker historian over there.
Jahad Campbell is interesting because depending on who you look at, and this is for a lot of these guys, I've seen him ranked as high as the 11th best player in the draft and as low as second round.
Well, he's an injury guy, too. Him, Will Johnson, and Josh Simmons, a tackle out of Ohio State, are guys that – had they not been hurt, they're probably going higher than they – we'll see where they go tonight. But they're the ones that have the medical concerns that could drop them. And as we know, the Eagles love a good guy that's devalued because of injury. So
Sidney Jones.
Sidney Jones, that worked out well, yeah. Those names keep an eye on.
Well, here's the thing on Walter Nolan and all the beat writers thinking it's going to be Walter Nolan. There are a few different – if you're reading the tea leaves here.
Yeah.
The first thing is that the Eagles are complete morons and told every beat writer who they want to take. That's option one.
Which I think is not the case.
Probably not, right?
Yeah,
doesn't seem like the case. Option two is it's just whispered down the lane. One of the guys knew, and then they all sort of hear from somebody else, but they all originally heard the first report. Option three is the agent is leaking that the Eagles want him to try to get him to go earlier than the Eagles because that maybe people are thinking maybe there's a team that is, you know, late in the first round that thinks maybe they can get him in the second round. So they're, you know, the Eagles have a need there. He feels like an Eagles type player. So then it's just an agent trying to leak it. But to me, the least likely scenario is they all happen to be right because someone with actual knowledge of the situation put the information.
Well, so I think there could be a fourth one and it could be any of those first three, but the fourth one is just, it just makes sense, right? Like, they have a need there. He's a guy that's viewed as a high talent that might drop. The thing every year is how he's going to be aggressive. But for as aggressive as we view Howie in the draft, he generally only trades up like one or two spots. I mean, he moved up for Carson, right?
Yep.
But outside of that, let's not act like every year Howie is going like 15 spots up the board. He trades a lot, but he's not made huge leaps up the board. So it really, you know, Walter Nolan, I think, more than any other prospect, has been all over the mock draft boards, like top 10, top 15, out of the first round, going at 32. And I think that speaks to, like, he's a bit of a complicated prospect because he has a ton of talent, but that talent has not really turned into a ton of production. He changed schools from Texas A&M to Ole Miss. And, you know, Mike Mayock just referenced it there. It seems like there's some potential, I mean, maybe like maturity issues with him. So every team could have a different view of him.
Was the biggest guy they went up for recently Cooper? I know it was a second round pick. But
Cooper would have been.
Because they went pretty high.
I think, 20 picks up for him. Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. It is NFL draft day. The Eagles pick at 32. We are at the link. You have to listen to WIP all the way through up until the Eagles draft, wherever they draft tonight. You can watch as well on YouTube. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.